And last time we discussed the position of the Mishabura, that in Simen Shin Yud Tes, he's reluctant to allow being Borer Ochel Mitocha Psoles, sorry, to allow being Borer Psoles Mitocha Ochel, even Samuch L'Achila, because he thinks that's Machlokas we've shown him, and you have to be Machmir. But in the end of Shin Kaf Aleph, we saw, based on Pi Megadim, that in a situation where there were peels or the like, and it's Yafshe Ben Yanacher and Derech Achila, then you can essentially be borrowed the psalos and the ochel if it's that kind of derech achila b'yafshar b'inyan acher. We explained based on the Alam Mishulish's presentation that where the derech is to peel, even if it's conceivable that there may be another way of removing or getting the ochel from the psalos, but if that's the normal way of doing it, that still may be considered yafshar b'derech acher. As opposed to the Chazon Ish, who's has a more conservative approach to what would be permissible as far as the Efshar, the Inyan Acher. Someone had asked last time, Akiva, why don't we say that even if you have an onion or the classic cases, you could always cut it in half and not have to deal with the peel? So, at least for the Prima Gadim approach, that's what our explanation seems to account for, that in a Chanam you could, if that's not the normal way of doing it, that still be considered a Yashar Binyan Acher. Shmir Shabbos raises this question as well in Funo Tzadi Hei, as well as Funo Lamed Daled. Perek Gimel, Funo Tzadi Hei, Funo Lamed Daled. He leaves it as a little bit of a Tzarachian Katan, but he suggests, and he quotes part of this from Shlomo Zalman, that essence, what he seems to be saying is that where you have a food that's covered by a peel, in any event, you're going to have to cut something to remove the peel. So if you already have to cut something, even if it would be cutting it in half and then taking the food out of the peel, so once you're already doing that, then taking the peel off is considered enough of a derech achila to be matir. And I saw a slightly different hagdara in the Dirshu Mishabura quoting B'Shem Rav Scheinberg, that if something's after Binyan Acher, but the Inyan Acher is involves more tircha, then for all intents and purposes, we treat that as the Efshar, the Indian Acher. Rabbi Karp quotes one other Mar Malkum of Divrei Rishonim, just as another sniff to throw in to Heterim for removing peels. So we don't necessarily accept this halacha, but he throws it in as a sniff. He has this a little bit in his halacha sefer, but he has a little bit more in his sefer on the Masechta, Mishmeres Moed, which is al Seder Daf, three volumes. So there he quotes the Chidushei HaRan, Michasim LaRan, on Ayin Dalet as the following lashon: V'yesh Befarshim, Dahani mili bedvarim shadarkan levara on the otzar. The iser of borer only applies to things where the norm is to select and to put your selection, that which you are borer, away for storage. The kol demanach lehu mechzi kaman demanach lehu laotzar. So even if you're, as long as you're not doing it la'alter, even if you're doing it for use a little bit later, but it looks like you're doing it laotzar, which would be the iser deraisa. That's why the only heter being borer is if you use it la'alter. Aval, bedvarim delav or chayu la'otzar. But if something is not normally stored, you don't separate it to store it. Afilu lebo bayom shari. Then it would be permissible to be borer that even for use later on that day. Deleka lemechash lemidi. Because that's not nira ke maniach la'otzar. Ulafikach says the Ran, Misha Boer Garine Tamarin Mitoch Klipasan. If you are Boer date seeds from their casement, Afilu Bobayom Shari. Even if you're doing it for later use, that's Motor, because that's not a classic case of Boer. Classic Boer is only something that would normally be stored Laotsar. If it's not stored Laotsar, like the pit of a fruit, which you would have no use for, then that's not subject to all the rules and regulations of Borer, and that would be mutter even not la'alter. So we don't necessarily accept that, but he throws it in as a sheet of note in Rishonim. Yeah.
That's all psoas. How does
What do
that
you mean?
all psoas? Yeah, keeping votes. I mean, it's only meaning the pit is psoas, not you're not keeping the pit.
All psoles, you're not keeping laotsar. So he, I think, acknowledges that. The case of the Otsar is you take ochel from solas. So taking ochel from solas where you're going to store the ochel is an iser bar. So in a Hanami, he's talking about a case of solas ne ochel. But Rabbi Karp thinks at least the yesod there may be relevant to solas from ochel as well in the rock. But yeah, he acknowledges what you're saying. And in any event, you figure what the parameters of the Ryan is, and that really accepted Lalacha. Anyway, okay. Enochanami. Fine. And just one more Marmok in the Shvitzas HaShabbos is the end of Sifkat and Kaf quotes. The Mishnah Berurah has an arichus in the Be'er Lacha at the beginning of Fifth Gimel, part of which we may come back to, relevant to this discussion of when is it permissible to be boer psalus mitoch ochel derech achila. The Mishmur tries to be matzdik min ha'olam, that people apparently were lax about removing bones from fish, which is somewhat hard to justify. So the Shvisas HaShabbos quotes that the Beis HaLevi's practice, as is a practice in many communities, is only to eat gefilte fish on Shabbos. We solve the bone problem. That's the genesis of gefilte fish. And he writes, and when he didn't have gefilte fish and he had to eat regular fish, he would swallow the bones to avoid the okay.
That's very dangerous.
Apparently, he was okay.
You just take that in your mouth?
I'm sorry.
Couldn't you just take that out of your mouth? Can I ever agree to
I think everyone agrees to that, yeah.
that? Like, it's a little
But I
safer.
guess the Beis HaLevi didn't, I don't know.
And you already got that.
Otherwise, why do you have to swallow the bones?
Those.
Don't know. Okay. Fine. So let's talk now about Min Echad versus Shnei Minim. So the Trumas HaDeshen, which is the source for the Ramban Sif Gimel, has the following. Right, it's commonly believed that the Shilas of the Trumas HaDeshen were written by the Trumas HaDeshen. The Shach assumes that way Lalacha in different places, but if you look in the Hakdama to the Lekha Yosher, the Talmud of the Trumas HaDeshen, he has Kama Kama Raias, whoever the Magia on the Lekha Yosher was, who wrote the Hakdama, Kama Kama Raias, that he thinks the Trumas HaDeshen did not write the Shilas and they were legitimately submitted Shilas. Yeah.
I'm just like, I have curiosity, what's the math coming out with
Where the Kuma Dayak from the
that? Right, I mean, but the true, right, I mean, but the
Shilas.
true.
Sometimes it's a Lashon and a Shilas that isn't reflected in the Tshuva. So usually you assume that you can't be medayik anything. If you have a Tshuva Rashba, you can't be medayik anything for the Lashon and the Shiloh, because it was written by whoever was written. Tshuva HaDeshen, the Shach assumes, at least in one place that comes to mind, but it could be other places also, that you could be medayik from the Lashon and the Shiloh in the Tshuva HaDeshen for that reason. But if you look in the Hakdamah to Lekha Yoshar, he tries to demonstrate that that's not so clear. But be that as it may, the Shiloh in the Tshuva HaDeshen, Siman Nun Zayin, Chasichos dagim munachim or munachos aluach echad. You have different pieces of fish on the same platter. O bekaara mifurados umizu. So you have different pieces of fish on the same platter on the same plate. that are separate from each other. Ubishabis kishabalachal mehen. So you want to eat some of them now and leave some of them for later. Is that a violation of bara to remove the ones that you don't want to eat now to put them away for later? It says the Truma Sedeshen, Nira da filu l'fizeh lo chashiv breira. That even if you assume the what part they skipped is that the establishes we assume lalacha that bor is even by subjective psoles. So we saw the Tosis against the Girsa of Rashi. He says even if you assume that's the case that there is a problem with bor when it comes to subjective psoles what you don't want now. Nevertheless, this would not be considered breira. Bor is only relevant if you have two different types, but not min echa. So he says two pieces or multiple pieces of the same type of fish is considered min echad. But shnei minei dagim, if you have two different types of fish, that's lav min echa mikri. He quotes from an Or Zeruah and Avodah Zarah, "Minei dagim chalukim mishman mikri min b'sheino mino." In the Yerideya context, in the Bittul context, and then he says, "Amnanira dem odiyak neges varthaleit." The shnei minim sheni karim b'afredasam chasichos gedolos shemunachim yachad dihei brei reshaicha b'hu. But even if you have two minim, two different kinds of fish, does that make sense that if they're on the same plate? But they're really distinct from each other, that bor would be relevant. Lashon Mordechai lo mashma hachi, the cause of Hilchach Yizar Adam mine peiros shenis arvu mashma dafka shemu rav vein akram. That's via tarovus. Avav chiyah gavna afagav de ein kol minu min besuder b'fnei atzmo mikol makom lo mikri meura. So says the Truma Sedeshen, you have a plate. You have different pieces of fish. The pieces of fish are not placed at equidistant locations. It's not that you have one piece in the top right corner, one piece in the top left corner, etc. But they're not a tarovis, they're not all mixed together. So the Truma Sedeshen assumes number one, in order to have a problem with Borer, you have to have Shnei Minim and not Minechad. Even if you have Minechad, there has to be a tarovus. There has to be a mixture. And the question is, where do you draw the line between pieces that occupy space on the same plate that are distinct from each other and where there's a tarovus? So if they're in different places in an orderly fashion, that's definitely not a tarovus. If they're piled on top of each other, that is a tarovus. And somewhere in the middle, if they're not piled, but it's haphazard, but yet some are distinct. So that he's not sure about. And that he says you shouldn't be makel below raya brura. Those are the two important yesodos lidina that come out of the Truma Sedeshen. Number one, you only have a problem with boer if it's shnei minim. And number two, that it has to be b'tarovas, although he struggles to define what are the parameters of a tarovas. And that's what's reflected in Second Home. That's what's reflected in the Rama in Se'if Gimel, where the Mechaber writes, that if you have two types of ochel that are mixed together with tarovas, that's subject to boer. Haga, ushnei mine.
In terms of the first kiddush, which is that you need to have a tarovus, it sounds like he then is mistake, meaning Don't you think that that's Lara of needing a tarova, meaning needing a tarovas? He doesn't want to make it that way. And that's why the Rama says what he says, which is, even though they're all identifiable.
Again, Lashon's Rav Tadashin is Efes Hol V'Katz B'Smag Da Borer P'solus Mitocha Ochel V'Afilu Borer La'Alter Chayachatos Ein L'Chalek U'L'Haka B'Lo Raya Brura B'Lo La'Hatir El Shiyikach B'Shnei Aminim La'Shosan L'Suda Acheres. No, I think what he still means over there is that the middle categories he's unsure about. I mean, the Truth Hadashin still ends up saying if you have multiple mina, but they're strategically placed in different corners of the platter, that's not a taropis. If they're in that middle category where they're not totally mixed together, but they're haphazardly strewn, but not misudar as separate, then he's koshesh, that's considered a tarobus. But the so still is that you need to have a tarobus in order to violate Boer.
I thought in his Havamina he was Makil on the haphazardly strewn.
Yeah, so in his Havamina he is. He's not sure. And then he says, because you have to be machmor in that. But the Makama Safek is whether I still treat that as a tarobas. The soul that comes out of Chuba Sadashin is still that you only have Boer be tarobas.
Right, meaning for sure if they're in different corners, nobody would say.
Right.
Yeah.
So the question is, where do you draw the line between a tarobas and view them as separate? So in that middle gray area, he says, in principle, there's a strong svara l'hakil, but because it's talking about chashash deraisa and it's unclear, Midei safik lo nafka, and you have to be machmer. Ein lahaka b'lo raivur. And that's what's reflected here in the Rama. Okay, the Mishnah Berurah makes the following observation in Sif Gimel, Tibramaskil Hayu Lefanav, which speaks to what may be Machlokas, Tosas, and Rambam. So we previously had seen the Tosas on the top of Ein Daled Amud Aleph, who explains that the Isser of Bor applies even by subjective solace, even if you have, based on Tosas Girsa there, of Shnei Minei Ochlin, and they're both edible, but subjectively you don't want one of them at this point, that would be subject to an Iser Boer. And the one that you don't want is, for purposes of defining Boer, considered solus. That we saw already. The Lashon HaRambam in Perek Ches, Halacha Yud Gimel, Rambam writes, We saw this already a couple of shiurim ago. Hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin beuravin. You have two types of ochel that are mixed together. Borer echad me echad a maniach lachol miach. You could be borer for purposes of eating right away. Then birer v'niach lachris man. If you love baba yom, kigon shabir b'shachris lachol ben arba'im chayv. So it says the Mishnah Berurah here in the Be'er Halacha, Hayu lefanav, hineh, ha'pi megad de mistapek din birer min echa mechaveiro v'daito leniach shneem alachris man. So let's say you have two types of ochel. You're separating one from the other with the intention of using it later. Im shayach b'zebreira, davei ochel, dahai ochel, v'hai psolas. So we understand that if right now you're interested in one, not the other, the one you're not interested in is subjective psolas, and to remove the one you're not interested in would be a violation of boer. But let's say you don't want either of them now, and you're going to want both of them later. So is that an act of boer? And if it is, what's considered the ochel, and what's considered to be the psolas? Well, any yistaiti near a pasha milashin a Rambam. The Sfir Lei Dabreira Mashabor Min Echad Me Chaveiro Vaidezel Hu Kol Min Bifnei Atzmo Zo. He says the impression you get from the Rambam, when he's talking about Shnei Minei Ochlim, doesn't frame it in terms of Ochlim Solas. Just hayu lefan of shnei minei ochlin muravin borer echad meyachad omeniach lechol miyad. Then birer meyachlachris man afila baba yom goshim birushachas lechol ben arba'im mitzvayis. There's no mention of ochel and psolas. It sounds like the thrust of the Isser, according to the Rambam, is the act of separating two types of ochel. So to separate two types of ochel where you're not using it right now, that's a violation of Boer. You don't have to assign the terminology or the status of Ochel versus Tzolas. The only heter is, even if I'm separating Shnei Minei Ochel, but I want to use one of them now, then that's considered to be Derech Achila. So according to the Rambam, it doesn't make a difference whether you want neither of them now, whether you want both of them later, one of them later. It's the same act of Boer because we don't have to assign the status of Ochel versus Psolas. Whereas, according to Tosfos, that may be less clear. Tosfos emphasizes the Isser of being Borish, Shnei Minei Ochlin, is because one of them is subjective Psolas, then it's less clear what you would say if the subject of the Prima Gadim, if you want to separate one from the other and you want to use both of them later. In that case, what's considered the Ochel and what's considered the Psolas? But the Mishnah Berurah assumes, at least lahalacha, in Sifkat and Yud Beis, like the Tosas approach, that we define subjective solas, that we're concerned about what's considered the subjective solas when you have Shnei Minei Ochlin. By Yud Beis, Rasalam, but also Shirosa Lachel Ata Chashiv Kochel, Sheni Chashiv Solas, and Cain, Sarak Liver, Zesh Shirosa Lachel Miad, the Chashiv Kochel, Leniach Hasheni Bekara. But to do the opposite, that would be a problem of being Borib Solas, Mitoch HaOchel. Yeah.
How is this implying Tosis as opposed to the Rambam? If he wants one of them even now.
Because the orientation is defining solus versus ochel. According to the Rambam, I don't need to define solus versus ochel.
But in a case where you're eating one, the Rambam would agree one's solus and one's he wouldn't okay.
But that's not what's driving the Isser. Then after me, in the other direction, Aruch HaShabbos says, let's say you want to eat something right now. You have Shnei Minei Ochlim. You want to eat something right now and you remove the Psolas. According to Tosfos, that's definitely a violation of Boer because you're removing Psalos from Ochel. According to the Rambam, maybe not. According to the Rambam, we're not. I don't care about Psalos versus Ochel. The Isser is being Boer or Mafrid, two types of food. So if the Isser is being Mafrid, two types of food, and the Heter is to do La'alta because that's Derech Achila. Then maybe even if I'm Boer the Psoles in order to eat the Ochel now, that would be mutter according to the Rambam. Because that's if I'm doing a La'alter, that makes a Derech Achila.
Not on a healthy day, say that has to be taken home.
That's talking about a case where I have objective Ochel and Psoles. But if I have Shnei Minei Ochlin, so then they're both Ochel. There's no Psoles there. But there's still an Isser of Hafrada. That Isser of Hafrada is mitigated if I do it La'alter because that becomes Derech Achila. That's what the Orach HaShabbos suggests as a nafka minhag between Tosos and the Rambam. The Taz takes issue with the Truma Sadash, and the Taz and Sifkat and Yud Beis, Sifkat and Beis, sorry, assumes that the Isser of Bor applies even b'min echad. There's no difference between Shnei Min and Min Echad. So if I have two pieces of, or I have a tarovis of the same type of fish, the same type of chicken, I want one of them now and not the other. I can't remove the one that I don't want now, even if they all look exactly the same. But the later Achronim generally disagree with the Taz. That's what the Mishnah Berurah points out in Sifkat and Tezvav, that we don't assume like the Taz, we assume like the Ramah, the Shem, the Truma Sadesh, and most poskim are against the Taz. And you see that also from a comment to the Magen Mishnah. The Rambam, Perek Aleph, Shvisas Asor, Halacha Gimel, yeah.
Would the Taz be predicated on, does the Taz have to pass on like the Rambam?
So Rav Asher says like that. Piece of Minchas Asher on Shabbos, Simin, Samech Vav, who thinks that the Machlokas, the Taz, and Truma Sadesh is basically the same Machlokas as Tosus and the Rambam. You want to say that, Yossi?
Because meaning if it's from one min, then it's you wouldn't really be machalic Haim Solas Haim Ochel if you
Right.
didn't act of Hafrodo.
Right. So Rav Asher makes that observation. Good. Okay. So the Rambam Perek Aleph Shvisas Asor Halacha Gimel has the halacha of Knivas Yarek that we had previously encountered. That there's a heter of doing Knivas Yarek the end of the day on Yom Kippur. What is Knivas Yarek? So one of the approaches to the Rishonim is that you're removing the bad part of the vegetable. You're removing the leaves that you don't want. So says the Magen Mishnah, that Rambam, Perek Aleph, Shvisas Asor, Halacha Gimel. If that's the case, if you're removing the bad leaves, is not a violation of Borer. So what's the heter? If we're talking about something that's mutter, b'sof hayom, you can't be talking about bimater, mlacha daraisa, on, or even mlacha, can't be talking about bimater, mlacha gemura, on Yom Kippur. It says in Magen Mishnah, v'yeshli l'tari sadatam, delo mikri Borer, eli mitoch, psoles gamor. Oh, min ochel, mi min ochel acher. That bor is only if you remove objective solace, or you remove one min of ochel from another min of ochel. Avalzeh kol min achadu, min ochel achadu. Ve'ena alin elu solace gamor. Ve'lo ru'uyin li kari solace. Ve'efshar shiru'in lachil. The leaves that you're removing, They're edible. They may not be the best quality, but they're definitely edible. So at the very worst, we're talking about a melacha derabanan. And then you can discuss being matir b'makom tzorech. So fundamentally, if it's oso min, then it's definitely not a melacha deraisa. If it's something that you don't eat normally, it's only mutra, it's only nachal yedei dechak, it may still be a melacha derabanan. Meaning, if it's totally eaten normally, then it could be a tetra gomor. But if it's only nachal yedei dechak, maybe that's a melacha derabanan. But that's not a classic case of boer. So what you see from the Magen Mishnah is that if you are boer min echad, they also am in, definitely not melacha deraisa. And if they're both equally edible, sounds like not even a melacha derabanan. Hayde dechak may be melacha derabanan, but nachal normally wouldn't even be aser mi derabanan. And that's another siyua or another shita in the camp of the Trumas Hadeshah. Shvisas HaShabbos points out Sukkot in Yud Aleph that there's a Yerushalmi that may be relevant here to this question of whether Bor applies b'min echad. Yerushalmi Perek HaGadol has the following. Daite dechizkia, afilu igulin min go igulin. Afilu rimonim min go rimonim. So literally, according to Chizkiya, the Iser Bor applies even if you have a fig cake from a fig cake, even if you have a rimon from a rimon. And then there's a line, O kine afilu b'nei nash min go b'nei nash. We'll have to explain that in a moment. Says the Korban Eidah, what is Chizkiya saying? What's igulin min go igulin? Afilu ochel mitoch ochel, huadin and the Issur Bor applies even removing one fig cake from another fig cake, even removing one rimon from another rimon. So that sounds like Yerushalmi saying that there's an Issur Bor even mimin echad. And then, what's this line? Okay, if so, afilu b'nei nash min go b'nei nash. Even people from people. So the Korban Eidah says, it sounds like he's reading that as b'nichusa. Then there'd even be an Iser Bor, according to Chizkiya, of removing, if you have people mixed together and you remove one of them from the group, that would be an Iser Bor. Pnei Moshe says it's a tmiya. That's a rejection of Chizkiya. If you're right, that there's an issue of removing a fig cake from a fig cake, then it should be usher to remove a person from a person. And obviously, there's no issue of removing a person from a person. But if you read the B'nichusa, so then you do have Shitas Chizkiya here. Igletal thinks that in a Chanami, but Yerushalmi is Chalok on the Bavli. Igletal, Sifkat and Yud Zayin that, yeah, Chizkiya's position, Yerushalmi, is taka that there is boer b'min echad, but we don't accept halacha. The Bavli maybe implicitly argues, or there's no indication in the Bavli of such a expansion. So even if that's Yerushalmi, Yigal thinks it's not le halacha. And the Aruch HaShulchan reads like the Pnei Moshe, Shin Yotesif, that the Yerushalmi in asking about the people is rejecting Chizkiya. That if Chizkiya was right, then it should follow that there's an Iser Bor even of people, and that's obviously not the case. Shvisa Shabbos says maybe another suggestion, maybe the Yerushalmi is talking dafka where the igulim are of different types. You have bitter ones and sweet ones, and maybe that's considered like Shnei Minim. Even though it's a little bit ikker chaser from that line of Yerushalmi, if that is the case. But halacha, lehalacha, whether or not Yerushalmi argues, And whether, well, the Tav does argue, but Lalacha, we accept that the Isser Bor is only when you have Shnei Minim and not Min Echad. But then the challenge is to define what's considered Min Echad and what's considered Shnei Minim. I saw in, I think it was the Shabbos Kitchen, they quoted B'Shem Yishlam Zalman that just like Rosh Hashanah said in the Shir last week, that Kvar Dosha Be'Rabim and the Malach of Dash. And one of the positions he quoted about milking cows was utterly ridiculous. So too, Rosh Hashanah Zalman is quoted as saying that the Malach of Borer is not Mivurar. And a lot of that complication is defining what's considered Minecha versus Shnei Minim and what's considered a Taroves, which Shmuel Sadash himself was struggling to understand, and what's not a Taroves. Akiva.
I was just going to ask the last line of the Yerushalmi, which says it would apply to humans. Presumably, it's like this as a Shabbos, because what's the comparison? Humans are all different from one another. So presumably, you said that the assumption that the things are different also, everyone are different. We're all one min. I mean, just like no, I'm serious. We're just like different iterations of the same species. Just like the Trumas, it's just one type of fish, but like
But
the
some of us
size
are
is
sweet and
different.
some of us are sour.
Exactly. The Rambam and the Maruchim are all different species.
The Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Tesvav, Vida, Basert Sli Mavush Beis Minim Linyatza. If I roasted meat and cooked meat, that's considered Shnei Minim. Because again, Basert Shamine Ofis. If I have chicken and turkey, that's Shnei Minim. So he says you have to be aware of that. Kasar Achronim, who had been B'chol Davar, Kashem Shnei Minim, Kagon Kalim B'gadim, Shayach Breira. So we'll come back to that, the application of Bor to non-food items. Fine. On the Ayil Meshulash, the beginning of the third parak, he has further examples of what's considered to be min echad. He says, if you have big eggs and small eggs, that's still considered min echad. If you have whole matzahs and broken matzahs, even though the broken matzahs are not useful for ritual purposes, you can't use a broken matzah for Lech HaMishnah. Still, in Hilchos Bor, that's considered min echad. So he quotes B'Shem Rav Elyashiv, and Shmir Shabbos says that as well in Se'if Lam. And parenthetically, the Minchas Chinuch has a little bit of a discussion, or at least in Merames, to the question as to whether halachic status differences would make something considered Shnei Minim. Let's say you have two fruits or a mixture of fruits, but some of them are orla and some of them are edible. So does the orla status make it Shnei Minim because they're halachically differentiated, even if they have the appearance of being the same? There's a discussion, a little discussion of that in the Chemdas Yisrael, the Klei Chemda. Fine. But the Ayil Meshulah says also, let's say you have min echad, or some are fresher than others. He thinks that's still considered to be min echad. You have different parts of the same chicken. You have a top and a bottom. He thinks that's considered to be min echad. However, Shvisa Shabbos, Aleph thinks that even if things otherwise would have been considered min echad, they're different types of the same chicken, but you have a cheshbon that some of them are more mechubad than others for serving guests, then that might make it into shnei minim.
Min is how non-classified or species. Like chicken is a chicken. I mean, it's like more about its or Like, how are we finding the word men?
He was saying that even if it was really min echad, but where there's a clear motivation for internally separating them, maybe I treat that as shnei minim.
Like a motivation is something from like the person's perspective. It's not that shouldn't define whether the man is considered.
Well, motivation is definitely critical and borrowed to some extent, meaning the whole definition of subjective solace is based on motivation, right?
Yeah, I feel like men have a very poor voters, you know, like the circumstance in which there may or may not be voter.
If it's men up, then that's subject to borrow, because that's not borrow requires removing a distinct object from another, and that's all considered the same.
On solas, like that's like a value assessment. Like whether it's good or bad, but whether it's a min or one min or another min, it sounds just like another project.
I think there's a certain subject. We'll talk about other examples of subjectivity within Menachah shortly. So it's not so clear. Now we did mention a few moments ago the Magen Mishnah, who understood within the Rabbim of Knivas Yarek that the case of Knivas Yarek that's mutter on Yom Kippur is where you have olim upashim that are nechalim ayidei yitzchak. So you have inferior quality leaves that you're removing that are edible, but they're not great. And in that situation, the Magen Mishnah assumes we're only talking about an Issur d'Rabbanan of Boer, but and therefore Makom Aguas Nefesh and Yom Kippur, it would be mutter. And that Yesod, the Magen Avraham quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah has that lahalacha in Sif Katan Yud Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah writes, sorry, Sif Katan, where's that? Yeah, Sif Katan Zayin, sorry. Where the Ramah has in Sif Aleph, Mutter liver hayarek shekarin salatim in olam upashin shabo. You can remove the good leaves from the bad leaves, whatever you need to eat for that meal. Says in Mishmaros of Katan Zayin, v'dafka ba'ofen zeh, davi. So the Mishmaros accepts this Magen Avraham that where you have something that's nachal ayidei dechak, that's only going to be aser midrabanan because it's maxi kabar psalus min ha'ochlin. But fundamentally, as long as it's edible, that's not really considered solace. And in essence, that's then min echad. And that relates to the following as well. The Magen Avraham that we saw last time in the end of Shin Kaf Aleph right, Shin Kaf Aleph, Sif Katan Lamed, on the Ramah that you're not allowed to peel Shuman and Betzalim, Mishim Boer, Vim Kane, Av Tapuchim Asulik Lof Laniach. So just like you're not allowed to peel onions for later use, so too, you're not allowed to peel apples for later use. And the Prima Gaudim there is bothered that most people eat apple peels. So then it should be mutter even la'achar zman. That shouldn't be an act of borer if most people eat apple peels. That's what we saw the Shaar HaTzion quoting from the Prima Gaudim in the end of Shin Kaf Aleph. In regard to the context of Arachi and the Klippa Satapuchim, Rova Olam Ochlamo So, Kach below the Chak, Vim Kain Afla and Yechi Shlomo the Shari. So if it's something that most people eat, if it's something that most people eat, below the Chak, meaning it's not Achila de Chak, it's regular Achila, then there shouldn't be an act of bar at all. It should be Mutter even Lahaniyah. It sounds like that should be considered min echad, and there's no iser of boer, the min echad. Says Rav Moshe in Tshuva Ches to Rabbi Eider. So Rabbi Eider says, all other prima gaudim is right, that you can't call that psoles if most people eat it. Says Rav Moshe, Prima Gaudim rak machshav l'cholik l'dina. The Prima Gaudim is asking a question, but he's not cholik on the Magen Avraham l'dina. V'chein pasuk mishabrura she'eino mutter el lechol alter. Rak b'Shaar HaTzion, maybe she Prima Gaudim hikshel zeh. V'vethem lo kasha. The cave of the eino rotz el lechol ha'klipim. Ela mashlicham. Kipsoles. Lecha malu mashru yin lachilo. Came into who also sank in solas. L'chein shapir also magen ram kishenu lachal tapuchim takeh. It says Rav Moshe, even if it's the case that the majority of the people eat apple peels, but if you don't want to eat the apple peel, then that becomes solas for you, and there's no automatic heter of min echad. The heter min echad is only if it's all ocha. But if you don't want the peel, that makes it psoles. And that's going to be an act of borer if you're peeling it la'achar zman, not la'alter. And he says the Prima Gaudim doesn't disagree.
Isn't there, why isn't it just saying more obvious, like, in that once you take off the peels of an apple, that is an edible. No one would ever eat peel of an apple plain. It's like, you only eat it when it's like bought out for the apple.
And therefore,
Meaning you've made it into psoas by removing it. That is not edible. The peels of apples aren't edible. It's more like it's not how, the dough that it is. You know what I'm saying? The
yeah.
peels themselves are not plain. I don't think
And therefore, so what are you saying?
basically,
Are you explaining the Magen Avraham or are you arguing the
I
Magen Avraham? What are you
am.
trying to say?
Yeah, I'm explaining the Magen Avraham. Meaning that in Hanan, when people eat a full apple, they're eating the peels also. But when you peel an apple, no one would eat that when it's peeled. So you're
So
peeling the
even
apple.
if it's the case. Think even if it's the case that most people eat apple peels,
That's when it's intact.
but if you're peeling off the apple, that makes the peel psoles regardless. So even if fundamentally we might have said that there's no act of borer if I have something that most people eat, even if I personally don't want it. But if that act of peeling makes it inedible at that point in practice, then Evan should agree that's an act of lower. That's what you're saying? So maybe now you just explain Ramosha in the next line, because I didn't understand. So Ramosha writes that in the first paragraph here in Ches, that there's no machlokas prima gadim in Magen Avraham, even prima gadim agrees to the Magen Avraham, that if I'm not interested in the apple peel, that makes a psalus mitoch ochel and it's not considered minacha. And then Rabbi Eider asks Ramosha the next line, if you have skin on chicken that most people eat, are you allowed to be kolei flaniach? Same question you just asked by the apple. And there Ramosha says, Ha'or shela ov shera yilachila hudaver echon mamish im abasar. It's all one unit, minecha. V'hu kechosech ksas mechasicha gedola shel basar, shelo shayef bo'er v'afle niyach ein lasar. So just like if I have a piece of meat and I cut a piece of meat in two, no one would say that's bo'er. So if I remove the skin from the chicken, no one would say that's bo'er. So I don't understand why is that different than the apple peel. If I don't want to eat the chicken skin, I'm removing the chicken skin. I don't want to eat the apple peel, I'm removing the apple peel. So you're saying, no, the difference is when I remove the apple peel, it's not edible to anyone. If I remove the chicken skin, it's still edible to someone. Maybe. Would anyone eat chicken skin that's removed plain?
My brother loves that. You're always giving the chicken skin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Same amount of people who would eat apple peels.
No. Well, is that butler dieter is a kolodom, or is that...
I think they're like dishes, like chicken.
Like kiddishes, like I've seen the kiddishes there.
They serve fruit. Chicken peels?
Fried meat.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
No, people mamish, like, it's a thing. Like,
it's a thing. Ah, hasn't made it to Pesach yet. Maybe we'll come to the Adlas soon.
I think that's Iker Kosher. That's what
he's saying. Otherwise, I'm not exactly sure what his chiluk is here. What's the difference between apple peel and chicken?
We're saying that it's not called... Are we saying
if something's really psolus, there's no heter of minechad. Meaning, if I have an apple and half the apple is rotten, so that doesn't become mutter to take off the rotten part because of minechad. As a minechad, there's no boer if it's all edible.
Are we defining the rotten part as shemin, the second min, or is
no? We're defining that as psalus.
How do we not just, you know, shut away Nargan to the whole heter of Minechad? Because Ramosha is saying that anytime you have a Minechad, but subjectively you don't want a certain part of the Minechad, so that becomes Borer. Isn't that the whole Nidon of the Trumas Hadeshin? I don't want the small pieces of fish, so I remove them, and that's Mutter because it's Minechad. But Lachora, it's Nechal L'Rov Bnei Adam, but I don't want them, so it should be Borer because it's
so often and it's subjectively so. Well, so you're saying, so what Akiva said would answer that problem, meaning right. Ramosha doesn't say that by the chicken. So I'm trying to figure out what's the difference between the apple peel and the chicken.
I was saying, in the normal case.
Okay. Now, the Egle Tal thinks, Sifvav, Sifkat, and Yudbeis, that the Prima God, that is Machlok, is Prima God, the Magad Avram. Magad Avram says that the apple peels is an act of Boer because I don't want it subjectively, even if most people would eat apple peels, and the Prima Godim is Cholik, and he thinks the Prima Godim is correct, Le Halacha. So if I have something that I don't want, but most people would eat, so then it's mutter liver even la'achar zman. If it's one min. What's a raya? He has a raya from the din of l'tol chakadera, that you're allowed to squeeze grapes into grape juice or into other food. You can squeeze grapes into other food. Ochel letov ochel. But why don't you say what's going to happen? You're going to squeeze the grape letov hakadera. So what's left after I finish squeezing the grape? Solas. So why don't I say that's considered ochel? Why don't I say that's considered ochel? Why don't I say that I'm borer? Actually, 1 second, where is that, Araya? I'm not sure whether that's a riot. You have to look back at that. Let's scratch that.
Why wouldn't it be a
riot? How do you understand the riot?
Meaning that's a case of solas and ochel, right?
I'm squeezing a grape into a kara. So right. After I squeeze a grape, I'm left with solas in my hand.
That's,
so what's the act that I just did?
It's not a problem to speak of because it's so clear. It's also right. A problem borer
because
everyone would have you eat the peels when you have grapes.
And if that wasn't the case, why would it be an act of borer anyways? Not ochel be talking solas anyway.
That's what I'm saying. It's probably solas but not ochel because you're
how's that solas and ochel?
I mean, before that's what he's saying, but
right. That's what I
right.
But I was going to say over. That's why I stopped because I
right.
Didn't understand it.
You're not removing. The liquid. The liquid is removing.
So if that's an act of boer, why is an act of boer? I'm separating the grape from the liquid, or I'm separating the liquid from the grape?
The salts from the liquid.
So why do I see it that way? That's what he's assuming, but
because
that's
I didn't ever touch the liquid.
That's it.
That's from your hand.
Okay, got it. So that's the act of boer. Okay, good. Okay, now that's what caused me to pause when I was saying it over. I think you're right. So if it's the case that something that I'm not interested in now is going to create an act of boer that's considered soulless, then why isn't there a boer problem if I'm squeezing a grape into a kara? Am I not essentially separating out the soulless of the grape that I have no use for anymore once I squeeze out the liquid? Hello, what? You see, the Glital says that's a riot is understanding the Pimagodim, that if something is edible, even if I'm not interested in it, that doesn't make it soulless, and the heter of min echad is still relevant. Rabbi Karp thinks this is correct lahalacha. He writes in Sif Yud Aleph, "Im absoles ruya af shaloa yidei dchak, v'yesh mi shemakbis shalola ochla." So it's totally edible, objectively, but personally, I'm not interested. You go and klipas tapuach or klipas malafafon. Someone doesn't like apple peels. Someone doesn't like cucumber peels. Uklipa levanish of the tapuz, the chadoma, or the white casing on an orange. Eimaza iser bore. Velachain, prima godim. Velachain mutu lahasiris or hadag, vias or haof bishabis. Afa pisha eimalitzarach achila l'alter. Better to do with the Shasa Suda. But fundamentally, he says if most people eat cucumber peels, if most people eat chicken skin, then that's not an act of borer to remove the chicken skin or the cucumber peel. Now he raises a question in the footnote, what's the metzias? Do most people eat cucumber peels? Show of hands.
Not by themselves. But
no, I'm saying, but if you have a cucumber, do you eat the peel with the cucumber? Okay. I generally don't. My wife does.
you have a salad with peel on your
giant. No, I would, but under normal circumstances, if I were peeling a cucumber, I would peel the peel of the cucumber. And that.
It's not your fault if your wife serves
you a salad. No, let's say I'm peeling a cucumber. So if I were to peel a cucumber, if I'm peeling a cucumber, most people would not eat. Okay, here you're saying, fine. Okay.
Also?
Yeah.
If it's not considered poor at all, why is there a problem to use a peeler? If it's minapa, why can't I use a peeler?
If it's not a bore at all, you're saying even if a peeler is miyuchal the peeling, then why? You're saying that's not an act of bore.
If I use a peeler on a piece of chicken, then it just takes like chicken off of chicken. Like doesn't do it. It's not an act of bore. It's fine.
Hmm.
The Rosh Pansy says apples. It is for it.
Thank you for Rosh Pansy.
We still have to figure out, I understand Rav Moshe, what the difference between the apple peel and the chicken is. If you don't say like Akiva's svar. But so Rabbi Karp thinks that, right, I think you're correct. And that at least is another tziruf to be makel to use a peeler for your cucumbers. The Aruch HaShavuos thinks that most people don't eat cucumber peels, and therefore he thinks that it is a boer problem. But that seems to be a statistic question, not a halacha question. But Rabbi, the Ayil Meshulash is machmir. Ayil Meshulash seems to be machmir that if you're machbid, even if most people are not, that does make him tipsales. But Rabbi Willick thought that it makes more sense to be makel here, like the Iglei Talz understand the Pima Gadim, that if something is objectively edible and most people eat it, even if you're not interested in it, that would not be considered an act of boer. Now, when it comes to the chicken skin, or the cucumber peel, presumably there's another kula, which is even if you weren't viewed as soles, but it's back to the old EF Shabinyan Acher, if you want to get to the chicken and the skin's blocking it, so the only way to get to the chicken is by removing skin, that would be an EF Shabinyan Acher. And the same thing with the cucumber.
That would only allow Alter.
Yeah, that
would only allow Alter, correct.
And it wouldn't,
correct. Right. I'm saying if all, at least, at the very least, if you're not prepared to be makel that is not boer at all, at the very least, you can always fall back on the Yashiv and Yanach, which allows you to do it for immediate use, Derech Achila, and beyond. Or the fork and knife, for sure, extension of the Yad. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about Taroves, and then we'll continue on that next time. So the Lashon the Rambam again in Ches Yud Gimel that we saw a couple times already. Hayulafan of Shnei Mine Ochlin Mi'uravin. So that's where the Truma Sadeshin highlighted. We already have Lashon the Rambam that they have to be Mi'uravin in order to pose a problem. What's considered Mi'uravin? So the Aruch HaShulchan Se'if Yud Zayin. Nearly a staiti, the dafka kishachasichos merubas. That to have a real tarovas, you have to have a significant number of pieces. Ababadale mechasichos, shenotol me an echad ushnayim, lo mikri breira. If I only have four or five pieces, even if they're piled on or mixed together, that may not be a tarovas. Vareza maisim b'chol yom, shemeviyam ala ka'ara basar behema vitarnagoles. So you have in the same serving platter chicken and meat. So the slayin, whatever those are. The Natalis Meyakara Chasicha obeys the Gemma Chasicha Zasnila Shabashakris. That's not Boer, because that's not really a Tarogas. Revuzner is quoted in Kovetz Mibes Levi. That's a Kovetz that came out of his Kolel or Besdin. As follows. Gather Tarovas Agavi Yisr Bower Lonis Barba Poskim. It's not clear. He thinks Hakol Tali Bemaris Ayin. If it looks like a Tarovas, it is a Tarovas. If it doesn't look like a tarovis, it's not. So if I have fruit on a plate, if it looks like it's tarovis. If not, that's okay. It's not a function of whether they're touching per se. I could have fruit that are touching, but it doesn't look like a tarovis. I could have fruit that's not touching, and it does look like a tarovis. The Ayin Meshulash says that there are three categories of tarovis. There's regular classic tarovis, a clear mixture. There's tarovis b'makom hamaga, tarovis at the point of intersection, at the point of the intersection, where you have something floating on something else or something on top of something else. I have shuman on top of soup. And then you have a pile, tarovis shchavos. So we'll talk about these different categories. Tarovis b'makamaga, not everyone agrees to whether that's the tarovis b'chal, we'll get to. But before we talk about the categories, as a lot of the applications relate to non-food items, we have to talk about how do we know that the Isser Bar applies b'chal to non-food items. It's not mefurish in the Gemara anywhere. The Taz points out, Sivkat and Yud Beis, that from Tosas on Ayin Dalet, you would get the impression that the Isser Bar only applies to food, Shnei Minei Ochlin. No evidence that it applies beyond Minei Ochlin. No one would say that the Isser of Tochein applies to non-food items. However, Rashi doesn't sound that way. The Gemara on Ayin Dalet has the story of the Chavisa. Ayin Dalet Bebez. So this kind of earthenware unit that if you fashion on Shabbos, you can be chayav shavachatos. What's one of the malachas that you violate? Says Rashi, boratzravas agasos mitocha. So when you're making this kli, you're removing or you're selecting the big pebbles from the other ones, or from the pebbles from the material. So that's an application of Boer for non-food items. And that's what all the poskim assume l'alacha. Mishabura talks about it in Sivkatan Tes Zion, Tesvav, sorry, that the act of Boer applies by Kalim and Begadim and Svarim as well. There is an Or Sameach who says otherwise for a different reason. Or Sameach Periches Alacha Yud Aleph writes, Borer Gidro Hu Bedover HaBalul Yachad U'mishtamish Kishu Balul. Brera applies to something that's mixed together and it's used or has utility in its mixed status. Zeh and Borer Avodarish ain't a balal or shayik bar. If it's not mixed together, if it's not balal, it's not subject to boer. So he says, lefizet, boer kli mito kli. You're allowed to remove one kli from another kli. The atu mishtamish kishen balulim. Kalim aren't used in a mixed fashion. Bar only applies if you have things that are balul. So kalim are not balulim, and therefore not subject to boer. Rav Schefter says, and writes this in Nefesh HaRav, that Rabbi Rafin from the Lower East Side, who passed away recently, wants to ask the Rav about being Boer Sfarim on Shabbos. We'll talk about how the Poskim addressed that probably next time at this point. And the Rav said that if you're Machmir on Boer for Sfarim, if you're worried about Boer for Sfarim on Shabbos, then you'll never be able to learn on Shabbos. So Rav Schefter understood that the Rav is going like this, or Sameach, that Boer doesn't apply to Kalim. It doesn't apply to things that are not Balul.
Doesn't matter Kalim or things that are not Balul?
It doesn't apply to Kalim because they're not Balul. It doesn't apply to things that are not Balul, so it wouldn't apply to Sfarim either. But the most Poskim seem to assume it does apply to Sfarim. We'll talk about those parameters, I guess, next time. Okay, so let's stop for today. Mirtz Hashem, we will meet again on Wednesday and talk more about Boer B'Tarovas. Has everyone finished the Mar Makomos? Yeah? No? So, has anyone finished the Mar Makomos?
No.